a seasoned minister, understanding the word of God, you must minister in music and somebody will just get an anointing of prosperity.
Amen.
Jesus administers healing to your mind by the teaching of the word. Stop praying kindergarten prayers.
Hey,
give me salary.
I won't.
Give me boyfriend.
I won't.
Give me. Cut on me, I don't have time.
Hey.
But you have time to watch movie.
Hey.
I don't have time.
You're
I don't have time. But let some guy, you actually be dead before time. That is why I know God is going to bless you.
Amen.
That is why I know you are all going to own companies.
Amen.
Why? Because you are doing His work. So we're in the sixth month, of the Roman calendar, and distinctive exhortation, that was, or that is our monthly theme. So say it after me, distinctive exhortation.
Distinctive
exhortation. So I hope that we finish this in the next 15 minutes so that we can close for the leaders to have our meeting. And I pray that God grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's be reminded that this Sunday, we are having our month entry prayer explosion. Month entry prayer explosion.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So it's, as we possess the gates of the month of July, something will happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Something positive. So on Sunday from 11 p.m. to 12:15 a.m., the venue is the Glow Music Ministry WhatsApp pages.
Woo!
Yes. So, it's a mega month entry prayer explosion.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, July, something positive must happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's take the word distinctive. It comes from the word distinction. Distinction is difference or a difference or contrast between similar things or people. You only use distinct when there's some similarity between the two. So you say that these are two ladies, but what is distinct about this person is that. So where there's no similarity, there's no even use to bring to use the word distinction. So distinction is used to indicate difference where some two or more things have something in common. This is to say that amongst believers, you can be distinguished for a reason. Hallelujah. So once again, say distinctive exhortation.
Distinctive exhortation.
Distinctive. Let's look at Moses' story. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, it says that the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet. God was talking to the children of Israel. Okay, you can just focus here. I'll be done soon. And I'm reading the scripture so that you don't have to open up them. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee. Say, from the midst of thee.
From the midst of thee.
Of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. So God was saying that I'm going to raise somebody from, there are a lot of people, but I will raise one person from all of them. Who, just like you listen to me, God, you have to listen to him, because he's going to, in verse was saying that he's going to be my mouthpiece. When he speaks, it's like God has spoken and it's final. Amen. But note that he was a man like all the others, but God took him out. Okay? God called his servant Moses a human just like any other human in his day. He distinguished him from the rest of his people to a more honorable office. Hallelujah. So I'm using it to explain to you when we say that distinct or distinctiveness or distinction, that you are being distinguished from others. Like Moses' case, because he could have been anybody, and God distinguished him to a more or a higher or a more honorable office. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's distinctive exhortation, let's look at the word exhortation. This is the action of raising or promoting someone in position, rank, or power. An example of this can be seen in the case of Jesus being exalted to the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So distinctive exaltation then is when one is selected from amongst the lot for a more honorable position or a better or greater benefit. Amen.
Amen.
So say distinctive exaltation.
When
I'm selected amongst others for a more honorable position. Amen. 1 Samuel, I'm reading the scripture, 1 Samuel 16, 10 to 13. It's talking about the story of David. When the prophet Samuel was asked by God to go to David's house, to go and anoint for himself a king over the people of Israel. So something interesting was happening. The prophet went to the house. A lot of people were passed. David was, I think, the eighth. He was the eighth amongst his brothers, and he was the youngest. So his brothers were passed in front of the prophet, who looked better than him or stronger. Do you understand?
Yes.
These things are very, very real. Very, very, very real. That sometimes at school, some people at school, even their structure alone, or how rich their family is, you feel that they deserve certain opportunities more than you. You understand? At the workplaces, there are some people, the English that they speak. When you compare it to certain people who are elected into certain offices, you wonder. You understand? Haven't you seen professors who are speaking impeccable English? But when you look at their achievements, they actually have spiritual problem that a certain prophet who doesn't even understand anything, can't even speak one okachi, as a comshen chi. You see, this prophet is in a more honorable position, has the capacity to lay his hand upon the professor who got his doctorate how many years? Professorial, whatever, how many years? Before all the articles and whatever, what do those things they write?
Journals
and all those things. But the person has spiritual problem and now has to call a small boy to come and pray for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say a more honorable office.
A more honorable.
One day you'll be singing on stage and you wonder the big people sitting as your audience. The president sitting amongst the audience. You will begin to wonder. Then you understand what we are talking about. Distinctive exaltation. Look, you can talk about the achievements of people. They work hard, yes. But there's something. You realize that God has just elected the person, chosen the person for his own reasons. So, the drama in David's house. This is what happened. You see, and then from verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10. Again, Jesse, David's father, made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. If you were parents and they said that God has come to your house to elect one of your children, we are searching for a king. Apart from your children, you even go and bring your nephews and your nieces, all of them, because you want the royalty to be from your family. You adopt somebody overnight to be your child. Hallelujah. So he made the seven of his sons to pass before the prophet. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord had not chosen any of these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Say, keepeth the sheep. Tell your friend, don't be lazy. Don't stay at home sleeping. Work. Okay. Or go to school, or whichever.
Hello, your neighbor.
Okay. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Kofi, stop laughing. Verse 12.
Yeah.
I don't know, you wonder. So Jesse sent, and they brought him. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, nice, and goodly to look, or goodly look to. Okay, James, what can we do? We'll take it like that. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Hey, trouble. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Say, in the midst of his brethren.
In the midst of his brethren.
Thou shalt what? Anoint
my head with oil.
With oil. He set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are exalted. In Jesus' name. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. Say that there is nothing impossible with God.
There is nothing impossible with God.
Please say it all, because it sounds hopeless.
There's nothing impossible with God.
So say it again, that God can choose me.
God can choose me.
For a more prosperous life.
For a more prosperous life.
A more impactful life.
A more impactful life.
Who wants to be chosen?
Me.
Amen. And this is the season. So this man, God is choosing you for a greater blessing.
Amen.
Your ministry is found favored amongst other
Amen.
Ministries. You are promoted amongst your peers at work.
Amen.
You become a pace setter amongst your contemporaries.
Amen.
You are elevated to leadership in your family.
Yes.
By the hand of God.
Amen.
So your life cannot remain the same.
Amen.
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 How to attract distinctive exhortation? One, humility. Humility. He giveth more grace to
the humble.
Pride cometh before a fall. Humility, you'll be exalted. Diligence in work, number two. Diligence in work. And I put it this way, taking up responsibility. Some people work, but they don't want to be responsible for the work. Man, you'll be better. Even if I don't do it, Kofi is there, you do it. Diligence. Take up responsibility for whatever God has given or whatever God has put into your hands. Don't take it, say, Bibia keke. Be very, very diligent with whatever God has put it in your hands. It's not just about spiritual work like we've come here, ministry work. Ministry work, if I say I'll rate the work that you do. Aside that, the work that you do at your office, anything that you do, just put it in your mind that the time and the value, the time that God has given me, my life, the number of years God has given me, there's value placed on it. I must be responsible for the investment of time. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So say responsible.
Responsible.
Number three, passionate service. And I call it going the extra mile. Passionate service, using the right attitude to serve. Let your service, let it be infectious. Let somebody see how you serve and the person be moved or be inspired by the way you serve. The way you serve, when people look at you, who can be inspired by it? That, I just love the way this guy, I just love the way he does the work. Hallelujah. Four, life of gratitude. You must always be thankful. And then number five, prudence. Be a prudent manager of God's resources. Your money is not yours. Sometimes you say, my money. And right now you say, well, my music. My music. It's God's music. Will you carry the music away? It's God's music. Just that you by privilege, he's using you. As for me, I don't like the way my music goes. I don't like the way how you are handling my music. Let me hear you say my music from today. My music. The moment it becomes your music, God stops taking responsible for it, and you have to suffer or go through it yourself. And where would that lead you? Where would that lead you if you are doing it yourself? It's God's music by privilege. He's doing it to you. So if you say my music, please, with your mind, do it with the right mindset. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How to experience distinctive exhortation? One, discern the move of God, either directly or through right counsel. And then number two, lay aside self, the flesh. That is the greatest enemy, man's greatest enemy. Every time you are blaming the devil. The devil is bad. I don't have money in my pocket. You are not working. How do you have money in your pocket? Working hours, you are going for prayer meeting. How do you have money in your pocket? The guy owning the ships on the sea, working hours, he's working. You are praying. How do you have money in your pocket? Then you blame it on the devil. As for me, my family, the witches, they are very hard. And they'll always be interested there because laziness has created the room for them to operate. So they'll prosper in their witchcraft there. Where else should they go to? They'll keep coming there. They'll keep coming to that very same place. And you'll be blaming them. And they'll just be looking at you, laughing with you. The flesh says, my greatest enemy. That is why music, if you want to succeed in music, the first step, discipline. If you want to succeed in sports, the first step, discipline. If you want to succeed in any field of life, the first step, discipline. So you'll be asked, when you go to school, they'll ask you, what discipline, right? They ask you, what discipline? What have you disciplined yourself to invest your time and your mind to? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you bring certain attitudes to music, just understand that, please. We are going in a merry-go-round. We'll just be going in circles and then blaming witches. Go in circles, blaming witches. Because of flesh. Flesh. A little sleep, a little slumber shall poverty. Poverty will be singing, oh, see, go. In your house.
Again.
So every woman and every man here, you don't need to have a man with money in his hands that have come to propose. Get a man who has the right attitude. He's hardworking. He fears God. He has a vision for life. Hallelujah. And it's just a matter of time. And it will all come to pass. Hallelujah. Because for all you know, he just won the lottery and then he came to propose to you. Anyway, and then the third thing, maintain a right attitude. So how to experience distinctive exaltation, discern the move of God, lay aside self, maintain a right attitude. Hallelujah. Attracting distinctive exaltation is not the same as experiencing. After you attract it, you must experience it. That is why I gave you all these keys. Amen. I believe that today your life will never be the same from starting from today. Amen. So I want you to put your heart on your hand on your heart, sorry. And I want you to pray and tell God, you know the area of your life where you need help. You know the area of your life where you need help. Where you need help. Where you need help. If your vision is hazy, ask God, clarify my vision. Show me the next step. Show me the next step. I don't want to go in circles. Please show me the next step. If you feel that moving up and getting things done is difficult for you, please help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. If you have wrong relationships that drive you away from God, Father, give me the right relationships. People around me who inspire me, inspire me, inspire me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Music. When you have the power of God flowing through music, it cuts barriers. And even the world know the power of music, so they use it in politics. They use it in education. You are taught to sing certain songs right from kindergarten, because they know that once the music gets into your soul, anything that they add into the music is just gone in there. Gone are the days that you can pick megaphone and go to Dawn Broadcasting in any community. Right now, you can't go and do that. You can send the gospel through music, recorded, and it will go beyond barriers that you have never imagined. We have so many talents, but they are not able to get to certain stages because they must be mentored. This is what Glow Music is about. It's our duty to now use gospel music as a weapon to reach souls out there.